Welcome back to The Libertarian Solution with Nick Coons, Richard Sutton, and Jimmy Anuzzo. We're going to go straight to our guest, Chris Spangle, who is with the Libertarian Party of Indiana. Chris, welcome to The Libertarian Solution.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to have you on. How long has the Libertarian Party of Indiana been around?
Well, I'm the executive director of the state party.
Okay.
And the party was actually formed in 1974, and then there was a brief hiatus in the late 80s to 1994. The Indiana legislature, the way we gain ballot access is through a certain percentage of votes in the Secretary of State's race, and they had raised it from 0.5% to 2%, and so it wasn't until 1994 when we actually got serious about ballot access and being a party, and ever since then we've worked hard to maintain that ballot access and have been a fairly strong state organization.
So ballot access is based off of running a candidate for the Secretary of State and then receiving at least 2% of the vote for that candidate?
Right, and that makes us a minor political party. 10% makes us a major political party, and people could register as a libertarian in the state. And our Secretary of State's race is in 2010, so we're spending a lot of time working towards that race. I mean, in Ohio, it was in the governor's race, and it's in that way in a lot of places, and in the presidential race. I'm not sure what it's like there in Arizona. But a lot of people really don't care. I mean, your general voting public don't care about who their Secretary of State is. It doesn't really affect their daily lives. And so they'll say, well, yeah, I'd like to have the Libertarians on the ballot. I'll throw them a vote. And we usually get about 4%. And, if it's in the governor's race or the president's race, then it's just a lot tougher.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Here in Arizona, it's a percentage of the registered voters.
We have to
continuously do voter registration drives to maintain that ballot status. So
yeah,
always a fun process.
that's why we focus really hard. We're very fortunate to have a legislature that cares about having that third party on the ballot and has set the law to be fair in that respect, at least.
More or less.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not a bad thing that sometimes if a party like the Green Party or the Libertarian Party wants to organize as a political party, shows some form of being able to, organize a little bit. But, when you get to when you have to have registration drives on a consistent basis, that's just such a violation of freedom to assemble, freedom of speech. So,
well, part of the problem too, this is Jim, by the way, part of the problem is that states are constantly making it more difficult. We talked to Alaska a couple weeks ago and Scott Kohlhaas up there, and the requirements don't go down. They have a tendency to go up. And I think even when we talked to the person from Arkansas, I believe, the requirements became a lot tougher to actually maintain ballot status, from what I understand.
Well, so once you get ballot status, it spooks them.
Yeah. So the thing is, in Arizona, we're going through probably similar things that are going through in Indiana. One of the things that I just found out this week was that there's a couple of bills in the state legislature. One of them says that on a petition, because in Arizona we have a right to petition out here, and so when you file a petition, a lot of times they try to disqualify them because it overrides the state legislature. And now they're going to make the requirements a lot stricter. So like date, when you write a date down, sometimes people like abbreviate a date like 7/10/09. They're going to get a lot stricter. It's going to have to be like 0/7/07. You got to put hyphens in between it. And I was just told that this week there's a bill in the legislature to become very strict on that kind of stuff because they don't want people, doing things like petitions. So, it's funny the way the law works.
And I don't know if it's Indiana. I mean, Indiana has Indianapolis in the very center. And so it's just sort of everything, orbits around Indianapolis. And it's really we have Fort Wayne and Evansville and some other cities that are fairly large, but those are 250,000 versus a million. And so in Indianapolis, it's still sort of a small community. And so the Libertarians know the Democrats and the Republicans and have made friends and good relationships. And so when that sort of stuff comes up, then we can say, oh, really, you want to do that to me? And you guys ought to talk to Ohio, Kevin Nedler, the chair. They just actually, I really am not totally familiar with it, you'd have to look it up. But they went to the Supreme Court and they overturned a lot of that, and now they have, you know, indefinite ballot access. I mean, there was something in the Supreme Court, I just completely missed it, but that's something to take a look at there, and that maybe that'll help you guys there.
Was that federal Supreme Court or Ohio State?
It was state. The state Supreme Court. It was, they, you know, they had ballot access, and they lost it, and then they switched to the governor's race, and you know, Ohio has fought their legislature and their governor and the whole machine in Ohio for a long time for ballot access, and then eventually got the last laugh in the Supreme Court. And I apologize for not knowing about that.
So. Just for some of our listeners, ballot access is basically the point. When you have ballot access, the names of your party's candidates actually appear on the ballots instead of being write-ins that don't show up.
And to show you the importance of that here in Indiana, Bob Barr, we had the highest percentage of vote for Bob Barr of any other state LP. You know, and we had a little over 1%. He had about 27,000 votes here in Indiana. Ralph Nader, who had probably about the same amount of media coverage, had 273 votes statewide. You know, so there's a difference of about 27,000 votes between your name being automatically on the ballot and having to write it in.
Yep.
You know, one thing, Chris, that's happening out here, and I don't know if the same thing's happening in Indiana, but we are seeing record numbers of people registering as libertarians. As a matter of fact, our voter rolls this year are up almost 20%. They're close to that. It's tripling what any other party's doing, more than tripling, quadrupling, and at the same time doubling at least what independents are doing. I think a lot of people are fed up with what's going on at the federal government, the bailout nation that we're in. And at the same time, they're fed up with the loss of privacy, just as we were talking to Steve Bierfeldt here, what happened to him in Missouri with the TSA event. So I think it's a ripe time for libertarians because we offer an alternative. We offer the individual freedom, the individual respect that comes with our philosophy.
Absolutely, and it's consistent, and that's the problem. I mean, a lot of times, you know, if you're a Democrat and you're disillusioned with your party and you look at the Republican Party, hey, oh, yeah, no, there's no consistency here. There's economic liberty, but there's not any of the social liberty. If you're a Democrat, there's no real economic liberty, and then there's no, you know, but you have a little bit of social liberty, I mean, in, you know, in fairly measured tones. But the Libertarian Party is just consistent all across the board in social, economic, and foreign policy. And you guys are fortunate to have the ability to register people as libertarians, and that's one of the ways that the man keeps us down here, I guess, is that we don't have that registering system yet because we haven't achieved that 10%. And so I couldn't give you a hard membership data on those sorts of things, but we have seen, I left a talk radio job that I was at for about 4 years, and I left that job for the LPIN in October. And I expected after the November elections and then this year we have zero elections in Indiana, I figured I'd have an easy year to kick back and there really wouldn't be that many people knocking on the door. I'm overwhelmed. I have more work than I am able to do, you know, and more people to get back to every day. In the last hour I've been sitting here, you know, we've had three or four, you know, emails asking for information. And the Indianapolis group has gone from an October meeting about twice a month. They're now meeting four times a month because they have so many people coming to their events, they've got to spread it around the city. You know, and it's just fantastic. I mean, when I visited my first meetup in the Indianapolis meetup last year at this time, it was two organizers and myself. And the last meetup that Indianapolis held, they had 35 people show up, you know, and it just got to a point where the management of where we were at were like, hey, you guys are getting a little big. We don't want to have to start charging you. But so we've had to expand to some more meetings, and it's just been fantastic to see the interest that we have here. And I think it's everywhere. And when I visited South Carolina for the Libertarian State Leadership Alliance, where all the state chairs get together, everybody had that same story. Now, it's just everybody is getting so much interest in the party. It's That's fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Now, we actually have quite a few listeners around the country since we do put the show up as a podcast. We've got a lot of listeners that pull that down every week. If there's anyone listening in Indiana, how would they get a hold of you if they want to help out or volunteer for the party?
First, lpin.org.
Okay.
You can email me at lpinhq@lpin.org. And Google Free Hoosiers. It's our Ning site. It's a great way that we keep people informed about our events, a great way to social network with other Hoosier libertarians, get to know some of the older and new faces, and go to the groups and find out a lot of information. And always, as always, you can check us out on Facebook, too.
Okay. Well, sounds good. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. Some very valuable information.
Anytime, anytime. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Libertarian Solution here on 1100 KFNX. We just had Chris Spangle on from the Libertarian Party of Indiana. We